Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, it's Kenkel Fritz, and if you missed today's show, this is cool. All the fun stuff that happened on the show in one podcast.
Old-fashioned names are coming back, like Joan and Dorothy and Ernest for boys. It's interesting. What do you think? Our number is 888-888-9976. Sarah is with us.
Hi, this is Sarah Cody. I'm calling from Colorado, and we have a bunch of unique names.
Yeah, tell us, Sarah. Oh.
So we have seven kids.
Whoa, seven.
Yep, so our oldest son is Thaddeus. We have Tirza, Theodore, Titus, Thessaly, Tilda, and Tabitha.
Wow.
Ooh.
Those are awesome names.
It's a lot of alliteration happening there.
Yes, for sure. Of course, so Thaddeus goes by TJ because he doesn't feel like anyone can pronounce his name. He's 16 and he's gone by TJ. Thaddeus James is his name. So he got two of the disciples' names, but he just doesn't feel like anyone can pronounce his name or spell it. So he goes by TJ.
I love Thaddeus. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a great name. And he's a great guy. So it fits him.
You know, the problem is in my family, we have such a long last name of Kenkel Fritz. There's no way we could put a long name in front of that. You'd be spelling forever.
That's true.
Wonderful day. If you want to talk, our number is 888-888-9976. Hello.
Hey, I heard you guys talking about the sitting up straight.
Yeah, sitting up straight, or like they said, standing like a superhero makes you be more confident, and in a way it can change your personality.
Well, you don't even have to work at it because there's a product out there called Hempana Straight 8, and it's like it straps you on. You strap it over your shoulders and there's something in between, and it keeps your spine straight.
So it's called what now?
Hempana Straight 8.
Straight 8?
Yep.
And so, I see it. It's a device you put on, and it makes you straighten up.
Yep.
Huh. Wow.
You don't even have to work hard.
How'd you find out about this?
Oh, my. Every day I get to see that ridiculous commercial.
Oh, it's a commercial on TV. I haven't seen it for some reason. Huh.
And it's funny because they say slouching makes you sad and afraid.
Yeah, sad and afraid. I never thought of it. Wow, Misty, slouching makes you sad and afraid.
It just makes me happy and comfortable.
Maybe you're afraid you're going to lose your job. Maybe you're afraid that relationship's going to go south. Whatever it might be, if you're dealing with fear, something here that might help you. Hey, it's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. We saw this and I thought, man, this is really profound. You know, sometimes the greatest thing for your faith is the willingness to lose. That's what this person said. Now, see whether you agree or not, because I think this is interesting. Went on to say, Jesus said, whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. We all know that verse, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So if that's the case, you know, whenever you fear loss, you're not free. If that verse is true, if you lose your life for his sake, you find it. Like you find freedom. You find this because I'm willing to give it up for you, God. So that means that whenever you fear loss, you're not free. But when you encounter the very thing that, you know, when you thought there was the worst case scenario, you know, you hit rock bottom, and that's when you realize, I'm okay. When you have nothing left to lose, that's when you have everything to gain.
Yeah.
And I was just reading this and unpacking it in my mind. I'm thinking, so if we're not afraid of losing, how could that change your life?
Yeah.
If you weren't afraid of it.
I think the more afraid I am to lose something, the tighter I hang on to stuff. And the tighter I hang on to stuff, the more trouble I get into.
Mm-hmm.
Because then I really won't release it to him. And I find myself in a world of hurt every single time. I go, this is mine. You can't have it.
Right.
And he's going, just, honey, let it go. Like, you need to find out that you rely on me and you're not relying on that paycheck. You're not relying on that person. You need to rely on me. And I'm going, give back, give back, give back. No, I'm not going to let you have it.
Right.
That's so me. Like, he's working with me on that right now.
And just think how if you release that anxiety's gone.
Yeah.
That fear is gone. Because you know you're going to be, really, let's say you lost your job. Well, you'd be at rock bottom, but God would provide for you. He'd take care of you. And you'd realize, I'm okay anyway. Why am I concerned? You know?
Yeah, I really appreciate what you said, Misty, about releasing it. Because for me, it's a lot easier if I just go to that place. Well, if I do this, what is the worst possible thing that can happen? It helps me think through, well, maybe I should hold on to this job for another couple weeks while I look for something else, because the worst possible scenario is not being able to pay my rent, for instance. But I think that is the key. You said it, Misty, is getting to that point of releasing it and letting go of that fear. Because if God is in it, He's going to provide for it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a powerful place to be, because, yeah, that's where that true freedom is found.
Amen. Yeah. And let's say you did lose it. You're going to find total dependence on Him anyway.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So why don't we preemptively lose those things?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Just mentally, it's like, okay, if I lose this, it's going to be all right.
Yeah.
The freedom that you're going to feel when you do that, that's going to be awesome.
Right?
Just want to encourage you today with that. Hopefully that'll help you. If you want to chime in, you can always call us at 888-888-9976.
Family Life Radio.
Marcy is with us. What's going on?
Well, I owe this all to your radio station and to all of you, first of all. And I've talked to you guys before when the COVID started. Oh my God, somebody should do something. So he said, why don't you? So I have been. I'm right now making burritos for the truckers at the truck stop on 98th Street in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, you're the burrito lady.
Well, I guess you could call me that, but I'm the blessing that makes burritos.
The blessing that makes burritos. I remember you handing out free burritos to truckers.
Every Tuesday and Friday, hand them out burritos, brownies, and a bottle of water.
Now, how long have you been doing this now? I think we talked to you when you first started.
2 years. Mm-hmm.
2 years!
But this is a joy. This is my joy to get up at 5:30 or 6, make the burritos. I make the brownies the day before, and go hand them out to the truckers, because you know what? If it wasn't for the truckers, we would have nothing.
Mm.
And God wants the truckers to know that He loves them too.
That's right. He does.
Yep. I get up and I make the burritos. I believe that everything that my hand touches will prosper, because there is a message to this whole thing.
What do you mean a message? Do you give them like a note?
Yep. There's a little track that says how to get to heaven from New Mexico.
Oh, I love that.
It's time for that good news of the day. Hey, we got to hear, what is your good news? Give us a call at 888-888-9976. All right, well, tell us what's going on.
I, like, live my life in a depressive state, like, constantly just miserable. And there's a point where I just surrender to God and said, you know what, I'm gonna just start seeking You and start doing what I think You want me to do.
Okay.
And so I started going back to church after a 20-year absence from church. And what happened was just amazing. Like, I went from having nobody in my life who truly cared about me. And going to church, I started to develop friendships. And
that's awesome.
That was almost 3 years ago. And now I have just so many wonderful Christians in my life who I love, and they love me too. And I went from having just no hope for the next day to just being filled with hope. And now I am actually just finished my first semester of seminary.
Wow.
Oh, that's so cool.
Well, that's quite a turnaround. Back to church to now you're in seminary?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. I don't do things halfway. Neither does God.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't always know what your heart desires.
Yeah.
But I always wanted to understand His word better. And this is the most wonderful opportunity to do that.
Wow. Well, congratulations. So what, you're going to go to seminary to be what?
I'm actually going to be a writer. Wow. And I'm going for my master's in divinity.
Hey, going to MDiv. Man. Well, that's exciting. Well, thank you so much for sharing. We're pretty excited for you.
Well, thank you.
What a story. And I'm sure you've got a story. What has God done in your life? Maybe it's something recent. Maybe it's a while ago
The only way the good news continues if we get more good news stories. So what's yours? Call right now. 888-888-9976. Thank you.
Maybe you have noticed that what you are consuming through your phone has changed your behavior.
Where are you getting it? What, huh?
I do all the cooking in our house, and so I watch a lot of like 2 to 3 minute recipe videos, how to make quick meals. Mm-hmm. You know, it confines all the steps
right
in easy digestible videos. And I was making dinner the other day. My husband was in the other room watching TV, and I stuck what I was making in the oven, and out of nowhere, nobody's in the kitchen with me. I went, okay, guys, so I'm preheating my oven to 350 degrees. And I heard the TV go on mute in the other room, and I turned around, and my husband's just looking at me, and he said, guys, who are you talking to? I said, I don't know. I had just been watching a video on how to make this recipe.
So you were in your mind like you were on...
I was replicating that video.
Like you were doing a yes. cooking instructional thing.
Yes, but there was no camera. I was not replicating this video for anybody. I was not instructing anybody. I was just making dinner for my husband and me.
Wow.
I don't know what happened in that moment.
You're like, take it out halfway through. Make sure you stir it. Put it back in.
You're going to want to flip that meat to make sure it cooks thoroughly.
Make sure you get high quality meat.
If you have a thermometer, that's the best way to check that it's a proper temperature. Who do I think I am? What am I doing?
Well, maybe you should do a video. Who knows? Thoughts to motivate you to declutter. Misty found this. I thought this was really good. The best way to enjoy your favorite things is to only own your favorite things.
Ooh.
And it reminds me, there's that, is it Maria Kondo?
Yes. Yeah. Only have the things that spark joy.
Does this spark joy in you? No, then get rid of it.
Bye-bye, bills. Bye-bye, vacuum cleaner.
I don't think it works that way, but yeah.
Okay, I tried.
I like this. Simplifying what's around you will help you simplify what's within you.
Mm.
You know, it is true. My wife is one where if the house is messy, she has a bad state of mind. It's not good mental space for her.
I do find that when things are tidy, I feel much better about everything.
Mm.
It's just staying in that space that is so hard because I just mess things up so quickly.
Yeah. I like this. Get clear on what matters by getting rid of anything that doesn't. And then I like this. You need less than you think to be happy.
Which is so true.
It is.
My husband and I spent a few years living in a very small space because it was all we could find at the time. We made an unexpected move. We lived in 500 square feet.
Wow.
For years, yeah. So as you can imagine, we didn't have room for anything, and we lived with very little, and I was amazed at how much I didn't miss so much of our stuff. And then right. when we moved into a bigger space, I started filling it up again.
You fill it up, exactly.
I don't need this stuff.
Yeah.
I'm compelled to fill that space for some reason.
No kidding.
I don't know why.
Well, you know, it's like when I lived in the Midwest, I had a basement. I don't know if you know this, but the Family Friday Morning Show is based in Tucson, Arizona. We don't have basements here.
We don't.
No.
Nope.
And it was like, what am I going to do with all my junk? You want to chime in? Give us a call. 888-888-9976.
Family Life Radio.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm going to let this feeling take control. Joy.
So what's bringing you joy? Give us a call right now. 888-888-9976. Teresa's with us. What's going on?
My son's when he was 8, and it must be joy because every time I think of it, I still smile. He wanted to get baptized, and we took him, and there was only one youngin there. The rest were all teenagers. We were standing in line, and the pastor was going over the process and what was going to happen and what would be expected. He heard the pastor tell the teens that he was going to have to hold them underwater for a minute for all their sins.
For a minute.
And And he looked up at me in terror. And I'm looking at these big, beautiful eyes. And I'm like, what's the matter, honey? And he said, he said I'm going to have to be dunked a minute for every sin. And I said, well, that's okay, honey. And he's like, no, I don't think I can hold my breath that long. I thought that was so precious. I mean, he's always been a super sweet kid. I think the most he probably would have done was stole a pencil, you know.
Right.
It was like, I don't think I could hold my breath that long.
Wow. What if that was the case? You were held... So it's a minute for every sin?
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going straight to heaven.
No kidding.
Answer for those sins.
No, that's right. It's Kankel, Fritz, and Friends. Someone texted the word invite to 58326. You can win tickets to Family Life Radio Fest. We're calling the winner right now.
Hello.
Hey, it's Kankel, Fritz, and Friends calling from Family Life Radio.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Good morning. Now,
hi. Whoa. Why are you guys calling me?
Did we win the trip?
Did we win a trip or something?
you entered a contest to invite a friend to listen to Family Life Radio, and in doing that, you were entered to win a possible trip to come to the Family Life Radio Fest in Glendale, Arizona in June.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Hold on. I'm going right now. I'm trying to drive. I'm going to pull over.
Oh, no.
Well, we didn't tell you that you won.
What's your name?
Yeah.
I'm Kamika, and this is Sheen. We actually just saw Dr. Randy Carlson last week here in Mount Pleasant, Michigan.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah. Tamika, guess what?
What?
You won.
Oh, my God. He told me to text him. I'm like, are you kidding me? I shouldn't have done it. Oh, my God. I got to go. Those are like green. Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Okay. Oh, my gosh. God bless. Oh, my Lord.
All right, I'm going to take the phone anyway. Thank you guys so much. That's such a blessing. Oh, man.
Well, okay, so that was Tamika. Who's this?
This is Shane.
All right, Shane. So, Shane, Tamika entered you guys to win a trip to Glendale, Arizona for Family Life Radio Fest.
That's
this is
going to
be awesome. Just think, For King and Country will be there. CeCe Winans.
Oh, man.
Andrew Rip. Pat Barrett. And more.
It's going to be a fun show.
You've got airfare, hotel, and tickets to the show.
Oh, my gosh. We're so excited. That's all. We listen to you guys all day. So, yeah, like, God's been changing our life every day.
Tell us a little bit about yourselves.
We were living a really horrible life. We were actively using and drinking and drugging for 20 years plus, and we just got sober together. And we're just trying to raise our three boys.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Man, what a turnaround.
Yeah,
I love
congrats
it.
Congrats on your sobriety. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Praise God.
Yeah, it's been a journey. It's been amazing.
Wow. Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. We would love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram and have you share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kankel, Fritz, and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.